Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tobin and Leroy.
Leroy Horde was one of the baddest men.
Nah, dude, they call me the kangaroo. Yeah.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better ask about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Still silly sauce with the show, and till then it's half moon open. Sometimes cold takes like a snowman. No proof, I'ma lie about the molding. No proof, like I always wanted him. I never hated him, I never traded him. And if I did, I never ever traded him. What is in store? Like under the seat of the driver's side floor. It's Gucci's galore. So many more, from six in the Mars. Never more. Man, if I'm honest, the damage is done. Silly sauce on unlimited funds. Join us on Twitch for unlimited fun. JFig and Marcos, you with it or what?
Toby Tobin, give two sh who Tobin is.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket.
Couple of stinkers last night.
Yeah, I was rats off a ship after that that Diggs touchdown. I'm like, I'm out of here. See you later, doubleheader. Well, the Kirk Cousins still sucks in primetime, huh?
Yeah,
deal with that. Hey, listen, good enough to get me an old Dubs over Team Horde. All I needed was like 8 points, and that's literally all he gave me.
Wow,
he was a bum.
Bum.
He really was. He was, dude. Yeah. He is one of these guys. Like, people really want Kirk Cousins to be good. Like, it's a thing. Oh, Kirk Cousins. Oh, Kirk.
Here's what it is. He's one of those quarterbacks that functions really well when all the pieces are working. So when the Vikings do a really good job of throwing or of running the football and playing defense, it's almost like he is a lot better and people want to give him credit for it, but he's a part of a really good football team. He's not the catalyst behind their success, but he can play his role.
But he does put up big numbers. So, like, I think that's the thing that's interesting about it. Like, he's not, you know, you look at the end of the year, Kirk Cousins, he's like top seven in passing yards, top seven in touchdowns. Like, he's always high and padding the numbers and things like that. And people are trying to make Kirk Cousins a thing, and I think they need to stop.
But here's the thing. I mean, he's throwing
you like that?
Jefferson. He's throwing to Thielen. He's throwing to...
the other team.
Yeah. He has a lot of weapons on his team. And so there's nothing wrong with a quarterback who is a facilitator. You know what I mean? He would be the equivalent to Rondo in basketball. That... He's going to get you a bunch of assists. He's going to hold down the fort. He's going to facilitate. He's going to do all those things required to play point guard. But if you need him to score 20, then, you know, that's not his thing. And so he's never going to have gaudy numbers that you attribute to him. It's always going to be the players he has around him.
But look, but I took him because he does get the gaudy numbers. Like, he does put up big numbers. Right. But it's like, anytime it's one of these big stages, he poops the bed. I don't know what that is. What is his record now in primetime, Marcos? Do you know? He's atrocious.
Probably not that many to a lot.
He's atrocious whenever you know, it's like the Canes. Anytime
he's
you give
like
him,
2-10.
The Canes, anytime you give him a national spotlight, they poop the bed.
8-17. And this was not including last night.
Yeesh.
Yeah, it's not good.
Wow, he's got 8 wins.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oof.
Well.
But don't we say it about players until we don't? He's been in the league a while, but that's kind of how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel
remember when Peyton Manning was putting up all these numbers and you go, God. Peyton Manning can't get past Tom Brady.
I feel like with Peyton Manning, like, come on. We knew that guy was one of the best quarterbacks in the league. You know, he's always, if he was losing to Tom Brady, he's losing to him in the AFC Championship every year. Right. Like with Kirk Cousins, I almost feel it's the opposite. Like, I feel like people keep trying to put more respect on his name every single year. And every year, he Kirk Cousins us. Same thing with Tannehill. You know, I look on the other side, and everybody's like, I just want to give a shout-out to Tobin and Leroy in Tennessee who get to have the Tannehill debate today. Congratulations. You guys get to – that is your battle now. I don't got to worry about that.
We just kept it moving because now we have the Tua debate.
Yeah, but much more fun. Much more fun. Because, like, there's no in-between with Tua, you know? Like – it's like with Ryan Tannehill, it's like, yeah, I don't think he sucks, but man, I don't think he's that great either. And that's them now. They get to go have that debate. So shout out to everybody there in Tennessee. You guys enjoy that. Enjoy that debate today. They're 0-2.
Yeah. Oof. Kirk Cousins, by the way, worst Monday Night Football record in NFL history. He is now 2-10.
Yeesh.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's what I thought. Oof. Yeah, it's about
2-10. Yeah, so they must be doing some Fugazi Thursday night lift-ups there, you know. And if you are
or
home,
Sunday night,
yeah. So I don't know, but yes, last night Buffalo they beat Tennessee 41-7. Josh Allen threw for 317 yards, 4 TDs,
and it was way too easy.
Easy,
right? It looked. Way too easy.
They outscored them 24-0 in the third quarter. It was easy. Stephon Diggs, 12 catches, 148 yards for all you fantasy players out there. Derrick Henry, 13 carries, 25 yards. So I'm sure that didn't go great for everybody there. So that was that game. And then in the Eagles game, Jalen Hurts, nice game from him. 333 yards, touchdown interception through the air, but he also rushed for 57 yards and had 2 scores there as well.
That is the new guy that all the conversation is going to be about. Is he or isn't he?
He's new Kirk Cousins?
No, because, I mean, look, he's become a better passer in addition to just running RPOs.
Yep.
And because he played so early, they kind of tried to keep him in his comfort zone and have a couple of off seasons where, you know, he could learn the position a little bit more. And we always go into a Jalen Hurts game, you know, thinking of RPOs and thinking about, you know, how they're going to run the offense around him and his limitations. And then you go out and you watch him and you're like, no, we're a little bit off on this guy. Like, he can throw the football. He's kind of, you know, learning his craft in addition to being a quarterback that has the ability to run. It's almost like, look, number one is got to be Lamar Jackson, right? And you're going to always look at him as a threat anywhere on the field, whether throwing it or running it. But then you have a couple of other quarterbacks that are kind of sneaky with it. Josh Allen, sneaky with it, right? He'll take off and you'll be like, oh, did not know. Jalen Hurts, he's one of those guys that came into the league kind of like Lamar Jackson, even though that wasn't the case at Alabama, right? And so we've now seen him a couple of years grow and seeing him being able to make certain throws and reads and stuff like that, to where it's about time we stop, you know, oh, it's a nice, you know, they like they always look at Jalen Hurts because they got rid of who they thought was the their guy for Jalen Hurts.
Right. I think too with you know, they did do the thing though this year where it's like, you know what, we're gonna give him a lot of support. They did go get AJ Brown. They did, you know, draft Slim Reaper last year. So, you know, he's kind of in that, you know, they're doing that thing where like, all right, maybe he is, maybe he isn't, but let's at least do the right thing by him this year and find out, you know, give him that support system.
Every quarterback doesn't have to be a blacksmith, right? But I'm just saying,
dude,
every
quarterback. It's the stupidest term I've ever heard, the blacksmith.
Right. Every quarterback, for some reason, we deem a quarterback to be good or great or average based on their ability to make plays, but then we only give a certain amount of guy, or it don't matter who's playing. Aaron Rodgers.
I think Aaron Rodgers, but isn't Aaron Rodgers, I'm just kind of going off the top of my head, maybe this year you want to say Mahomes, because he's still got Kelsey, who's basically a receiver. Like, what guy right now who's tops in the league really doesn't have that dude, you know? Every one of these guys has that dude, pretty much.
Yeah, well, I would say with
other than
Patrick
Aaron
Mahomes, he doesn't have a. I mean, it's kind of hard if you're thinking about the way the NFL is and going down the field and throwing the ball all over the place, and you're telling me your number one is a tight end. That's kind of
okay. So, but it's the first time in his career he's dealing with it.
Yes,
same thing with Aaron.
Absolutely, because the guys that he has as number ones now were the beneficiary of having Tyreek Hill on the field, and now they have to kind of move up a notch, move to that next level.
Same thing.
We'll see.
Yeah, same thing with Aaron Rodgers. He's dealing with that with the loss of Davante Adams, but you know, I mean, think the guys, like, if you were to go, you know, last year top guys, Brady. I mean, he had an arsenal last year in Tampa Bay.
Tom Brady won a Super Bowl when one of his wide receivers had to play DB. So
that was a while ago. I know, but we're talking 20 years ago. I'm talking today's day and age. I'm not talking today where you could, you know, where Belichick had a new running back every week and they'd, you know, fart out 14 to 10 wins. I'm talking about this day and age where people are slinging it and like
right.
You know, looking at like the top 10 in passing last year, you know, every one of these guys had an amazing wide receiver next to him. Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Justin Herbert, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Patrick Mahomes had Reek, Derek Carr probably had like the least out of everybody. They got him Davante Adams this year. Burrow, Arsenal, Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, plus CeeDee Lamb, Josh Allen.
I would say
Diggs.
Burrow has the best, right?
Yeah.
The top three guys. And the unfortunate thing about it is he don't get enough time to throw.
So, like, the only people who are going to be blacksmiths this year who are elite quarterbacks that really got to deal with it are going to be probably Aaron Rodgers. Mahomes got to be more blacksmithy this year. I can't believe we're using the stupid term Robbie came up with.
And throwing a Y on the end.
Yeah.
Like you just said how much you hate the phrase. And you're throwing caveats to the word.
And
you're throwing.
And like Lamar Jackson, right? Like Lamar Jackson obviously doesn't seem like he's got that guy. Although, I'll tell you what, that Rashad Bateman, fast.
Oh, my goodness.
Fast. That guy's
I mean, if he got under center because he's built like a quarterback.
That was something. But anyway, Monday Night Football, couple stinkers last night. Who cares? You know what? It's all set up, baby. Dolphins, Bills, both 2-0. Going into next week, that's going to be fun. Can't wait for it. It's going to be fun. You don't think we're going to be jacked up for that one? No. What is the spread right now? It's like a little gander.
Not that high. 4.5?
Let's see. Nothing there yet. It's got to be. I got to imagine the Bills are going to be favored, though.
4.5.
Bills are favored by 4.5?
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's not disrespectful.
They are good.
You ain't there yet.
Well, right? not That's yet. Not,
Okay, but okay.
Four. And
I mean, and it's probably going to go up after that thrashing last night, right?
You think people are gonna? You think most people expect blowout city for the Bills? I mean, listen, they've been the Dolphins' daddy. They have been.
Yes, yes, they. Well, it has nothing to do with being the Bills versus the Dolphins, which, you know, these in divisional game, these divisional games are sometimes tough to figure out. But I think everybody just thinks Buffalo's that good.
Yeah, they're the favorite.
And they are.
But like what? Like if the Dolphins win this game coming up,
mm-hmm.
like that's a, you know, I know you don't like the term statement game, but if you start off 3-0, when everybody was talking about the start of the schedule, and you beat the Buffalo Bills,
that's a
statement gets, dude.
Let me caution you on this for this reason: the Dolphins started off 1-7 last year.
That's right.
Okay.
So
like it's a long season. And being 3-0 doesn't like although it what I would say it would be is periodically you like to, you know, think that you're good enough to compete in those big spots.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really know because you haven't really been in one. Last week was amazing. It was against a really good team, probably a playoff team.
Yeah.
That was one of those moments. So now you go into this week with some confidence and you're playing an even better team.
It's kind of like and one of those, so like,
but it's only week three.
Dolphins got their season is a giant hoagie. Okay. And you got some thick bread you got to bite through. All right. And it's tough, but it's, you know, it's always worth it. But you got,
my bread scooped.
I know it's very weird. But it's tough. Nice, easy, tender meat. Tough. You know? Because it's going to go Patriots, Ravens, Bills, Bengals. Gauntlet. Okay? Tough. A bunch of playoff
teams. Is it a gauntlet?
Gauntlet, because dude.
I got to tell you. I told you about Cincinnati before the season started.
But it's on short rest. Yeah, but it's on the road. It's short rest. It's still Joe Burrow. It's a tough game.
Oh, okay.
Leroy, after taking on the Bills, Thursday Night Football on the road, that's still a tough matchup.
No, of course.
Still a tough matchup. But then...
Get your bread scooped.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Gosh.
Yeah, I know. But then you got some Jets, some Vikings, some Steelers. You stink the Steelers.
Mm.
Lions, Bears, Browns with old Jacoby Brissett. No, Texans. Hey, listen. The
is everybody
going
to have to put on additional knee pads when they play Detroit?
Yeah, because they might be biting kneecaps, dude. You got to be careful.
Do they play at home? Detroit home?
No, it's on the road.
Ooh. I might have to do a double dip.
What do you mean?
Michigan game? Miami game?
Let's see. I'll see what I'll look during the break. See where Michigan's at on the 30th of October. Take a break.
That's it. And who knows? Because I don't know when I'm having my surgery. All of a sudden.
All right, we can get to that too as well. We're back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wow, Hanson. A little bit of Hanson in the morning, huh? How about that? Bob, whatever happened to these kids? You know, they're just kind of supplanted by the Jonas Brothers, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Joe Bros are good, though.
The Joe Bros are good.
Oh, my goodness. Are Hanson. We really calling them that?
The Joe Bros?
Where are they now?
Everybody knows that. What do you mean? Are we calling them that? What else would you call them?
I get the Hansons. I used to get them mixed up.
Yeah, that's fair.
What? Why?
Ooh.
Because the Jonas Brothers have kind of all done their own thing. I don't feel like the Hanson Brothers, they did this song and that was it.
Yeah.
No, I think one of the Hanson Brothers is in another group.
I don't know. I'm looking at him now.
Did you guys see yesterday?
Ugh.
Jimmy Butler is in Nashville. Mm-hmm. This guy's had a summer. I'll tell you what.
Jesus.
This Jimmy Butler's been the most interesting man in the world. He's got hair. All right. Gone to Colombian rainforest for coffee beans.
True.
You know, he's gone
Europe, right?
Gone to Europe to play to watch some football. That's soccer for you squares. Mm. And yesterday, did you see he was playing? Was it tennis? It was some like
pickleball.
Was it pickleball or was it like a different version? Because it looked like a full blown tennis court, but they were playing with different rackets.
Oh.
Him and D Wade were playing playing a little. We'll just call it tennis for whatever.
Sure.
They were playing tennis this past weekend together. That was cool. Couple of Heat legends hanging out with each other.
In Tennessee?
No, that was in California. That's what I'm saying. Jimmy Butler's all over the place. But yesterday, he's in California.
Paddle court.
It looks like Jimmy Butler is putting I'm just guessing. I'm basing this on what the shots are. Because you gotta read Jimmy Butler's Instagram like it's hieroglyphics, like it's code. Mm-hmm. All right? You got to follow the signs. But it looks very much like Jimmy Butler is about to drop a country music single.
Whoa.
Yep.
Nice. Usually they have like a feature of some sort. Is there like someone who he's been hinting?
I didn't know these people that he was with. They look like some young artists. This guy says that he writes songs for Kenny Chesney. Obviously a legend.
Sure.
But it looks to me that Jimmy Butler is going to put together a song. He's leaving Nashville now, actually. You know, gives the old cheetah deuces. So maybe he's on his way back to Miami. You know, we got training camp starting in a week. By the way, he training camp in the Bahamas. How about that?
That's good. I mean, is there a hurricane in that direction right now?
Is there?
It's a pretty big hurricane.
I don't worry
Puerto
about
Rico.
It.
Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Puerto well, Rico. That's in a week. Is it going to hit him at that time?
Nah, it's fine. I once drove around a hurricane, so we're all good.
I mean, you know, hurricanes. Hopefully everybody's safe. I'm sorry about that.
No, if it's anyone like the one that was in Texas A&M last week, you'll be fine.
Yeah. A lot of missed field goals.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're doing training camp in the Bahamas. So that's kind of cool. They haven't been to the Bahamas. Yeah. I feel like it's been a while. They used to do that back in the day. Obviously, there's been pandemic. Jimmy Butler's first year, they did it at Kaiser in West Palm, which was pretty random. So they're going away. And Kyle Lowry's gonna love that. He's gonna be golfing his ass off out there.
There's only a couple of golf courses.
And I'm sure they'll find the one that's there. I'm sure wherever it is, Kyle Lowry will find it, dude.
Pat paddle tennis. They were playing paddle tennis.
All right. Well, you know what, dude? Just play tennis then.
No. I mean,
paddle tennis.
I don't even know what that is.
What is that?
You introduced it to me. There's a steel cage.
I know pickleball is becoming a thing. Like, yeah. There's pickleball courts where my son plays soccer now. People love the pickleball.
Yeah.
But this wasn't pickleball. Because I know what pickleball looks like.
Yeah, this is another thing called paddle or paddle tennis.
I was trying to, my son's starting baseball this week. It's his first season of baseball starting up on Saturday.
Baseball?
Coach Pitch.
Oh!
Coach Pitch. And we were working yesterday on pimping his shot, you know?
Yeah.
And I told him, like, you hit it, you gotta, you know, put a little something on it.
I like
put
this.
A little something on it. He's got that lefty.
Can I just say this?
Hmm?
Are we making a terrible assumption?
What do you mean?
That he's going to hit it?
I mean, I know you're joking, but he's wrecking the ball in the backyard.
All like, right.
We're not going into this thing blind.
Yeah, good.
But you're not pitching to him.
Yeah, him. Not going off
not
the tee.
Not in games.
So what? You think these other coaches are gonna train him harder than me?
Throwing sliders.
You'd be amazed at children when they get around people.
Nah.
And it's not daddy.
Nah. This isn't his first sports season. He's already played soccer. He's played football.
Doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
Sorry, he's just running around.
He was the goalkeeper.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so he wasn't even doing that. Did you put a pack of Jolly Ranchers in his back pocket to keep his interest?
No. I mean, it was a pretty active he was pretty active there. A lot of saves. Right. We played in a good community for soccer.
Didn't you have a little Pele on your team or something?
Dude, yeah, that kid was good. That kid came out of the womb dribbling.
Get it to the Italians?
Yeah. I think my son was the goalkeeper, but I could tell a lot of kids did not like playing with that kid because he was a bit of a ball hog.
Yeah.
But understandably so. One time he had 8 goals in a game.
Well, you know, ball hog all you need to, a little messy.
Yeah. Everybody wants to be the person.
Why? You think it's not appropriate to have my son pimp home run shots and coach pitch?
You call that a pitch?
Dude, what are you doing?
I like it.
What?
What?
That's what baseball is missing, man. A little bit of swag. All right, everyone can hit a ball.
Yeah. My kid's not going to be intangibles. You know, he's not going to be a Wes Helms or John Birdie code of the game.
You know who he's going to be built like? Jim Tomey.
Is that good? I think that's good.
Jim Tomey, but Jim Tomey was a show pony. Jim Tomey, he pointed his bat at the guy.
Yeah.
Jim Tomey was a show pony,
He also hit 600 home runs.
I know. But people would think, oh, Jim Tomey, go to the. Nah, he was a show pony, dude. I saw Jim Tomey one time hit a ball out of Fenway Park. Oh, my God. It was like one of the farthest baseballs I've ever seen hit.
I'm remembering.
One of moose.
That's exactly. He's a moose. All he needed was a beer. And playing in a church league softball team. That's what he looked like.
Marlins, by the way, yesterday winning a 10-3 over the Cubs.
Let's go. Got him right where we
want. Let's go where?
Listen, the Marlins are trying to catch up.
In 2 weeks, they'll be listening to us.
They're trying to catch up to the Cubbies in wins. You know, Cubs have 62 wins, Marlins have 61.
Oh, let's go.
It's a battle of, a couple of juggernauts here.
Got them right where we want them.
Wow, so they're going to have 90 losses?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, they could. I mean, unless they go on some kind of a run ski here, you know. I do think they have the Nationals again.
What, 15 games left?
Yeah, but I'm trying to see. Let's see what their schedule looks like the rest of the way. Can the Marlins avoid 90 losses?
So that means they got to win 9 games and there's 15 left? Get the hell out of here.
See, that's my thing about baseball.
You guys do something they haven't done in 140 games?
They got Cubs, Nats.
Oh, there's a chance?
No, because last time they played the Nats, they lost. Let's stop.
Yeah, they lost 2 out of 3 of the Nats this past weekend.
They lost against. So, here. When you lose to the slump buster, basically your slump buster is saying, I'm the captain now.
Can the Marlins avoid 90 losses?
You're the slump buster. No.
Taking on Yelich and them boys after that. That's a tough series.
No, not gonna,
you know, they're battling. They're battling for stuff, too.
How many games do they have left?
Marlins, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 games.
14 games.
Think about this. They have to win 10 out of 14.
Yeah. Because if you have to avoid 90 losses, you can't lose 3 games. They can only lose 2 more games the rest of the way. 12-2, they'd have to go.
We got it right where we want them.
And if they did that, wouldn't you be more upset than anything? Granted, they avoided 90 losses. Yeah, how are you gonna?
It would be very annoying. It would be very annoying. But right. They're not gonna because after the series of the Nationals. Losses?
You know how hard it is to lose 90 games in baseball?
It's honestly, it's you know, 14 games with that. Like, they'll avoid 100, hopefully. Because, I mean, they could still just fall off the rails because they got Mets.
No, they only have to win two games to not.
Yeah, Mets, Brewers, Braves. So they'll avoid 100, you know, good for them. But, you know.
Is there any 100 lost teams out there?
The Pirates got 92.
Pirates are on the doorstep. They got 92. The A's have 94 losses. So those are the closest teams. Those are the closest teams right now to a Hundy.
How do they do the draft? Because you never know who the hell.
I think it's a lot. I don't know. MLB drafting is squirrely.
Is that the one sport you have no idea how the draft works?
No, they try to make it a thing. And I think it does have something to do with record, but I don't think all the way. But I don't know.
There's 700 rounds.
Dude, I stopped caring about the draft after Jeremy Hermita.
Well, let me tell you why. Here's why I don't care about the baseball draft. Because I'm not getting excited for a guy that my team selected in the first round that disappears for 5 years in the minor league system.
Yeah, it's like it's such an inexact sign. Look at Blade. What's Blade hitting? 170? Like, oh, Blade, greatest hit. They told me Blade pro ready once they took him out of Vandy.
Yeah.
That's 167.
That's what I heard. You guys like were like, "Oh, JJ Blade." And I was like, "I like him. I don't like him anymore."
167.
Yep. Yeah. Leroy's just like,
He got to go like,
oof. I know.
20 for 20 just to get above the Mendoza line.
I know. Well, that's the thing, dude. I'm just waiting for one of these guys to just please. Could one of these prospects just come up and just rake?
It'd be like some of the other prospects that come up from other teams.
That
like,
would be nice.
Holy smokes.
That would be nice.
When was the last guy that came up from single A, double A, triple A, whatever, and came into the league and say, oh, he's ready.
I apologize. Let me apologize to JJ Blade.
Why?
He's hitting 176.
And when was the last Marlins guy that came up through the farm system that they drafted that just
raked?
And just raked, yes. Because if you look at all the top teams, they have at least one of those guys.
Yeah,
because
you can't I don't really – do you count Jazz? Jazz was – they traded for Jazz. You know, they didn't draft Jazz. So I would say Jazz.
No.
So I, you know, I don't really count Jazz.
Go through the top teams in baseball. And they all have one or two of those guys.
It's tough.
It wasn't trades. It was their farm system, their star, and they came up. In fact, I hear more often than not, team saying, this guy's so good, we're going to hold him back to keep his rights for an additional year. So they hold him and don't bring him up his first or second year. They don't bring him up until, like, after a certain date where they can still retain that extra year.
Well,
right? When has the Marlins had a guy like that?
It's been a while, dude. For offense, it's been a while. It's been a while. Anyway, that's our Marlins talk for today and the week.
End of year.
Back after this.
You're dead to me.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
heartbeat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of
all right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 7-9 Ticket. Taking you up until 10 o'clock. J-Fig is telling me that Jimmy's been to Nashville a couple times now with another songwriter. So maybe we're getting a whole Jimmy Butler country album.
Dang.
That's exciting. Thank maybe you. Him and I, you know, Media Day is coming up. Maybe he and I can collab.
Yeah, you got to ask him about it at the very least.
You know? Old Tobes and Jimmy Buckets.
Got to come prepared, though.
Do they have Media Day here and then they go to Bahamas?
Yes, that's exactly what they do. They're going to do it on Monday and then... Tuesday they start camp. So I mean, I think they're starting a little early. So they're probably doing it and getting the hell out of here. Weather pending, of course.
Mm.
So got a phone call yesterday from the hospital, from the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move your surgery to October 5th. I'm like, excuse me? I said, you do realize that what everybody has to do around me to accommodate me for Wednesday.
Yep.
Got to get somebody to take Rebecca to school. My wife has to take off work.
Yep.
You know, all these things have to happen. I said, and if you're familiar with HR, then you know that these are things that have to be put in well in advance to get a day off. I said, so you got some pretty big balls to call me 2 days beforehand without taking that into account.
What was their reasoning? Like, was the doctor sick? I'm just curious. Like, what was...
No. And... so she said, she gave some excuse. I'm like, I don't care. I said, nobody else gets the luxury of calling 2 days before. What if I called you on Tuesday and said, you know what? I'm not going to do the surgery. I'm going to wait. I'm going to put it off.
I feel like doctors do, though. Like doctors, I feel like take advantage of that all the time.
They think, and here's why, every time I've gotten into it with a doctor is because I find it offensive and I find it disrespectful for any person to think that their time is more important than somebody else's.
Sure.
And if ever I'm in a situation where somebody does that, then I've walked out of doctor's offices. I'm not sitting in there because when I make an appointment, I say, I don't care if you have to make it at 4 a.m. I want my appointment to be when it's going to be on time. If I got to wait an extra 2 weeks, I don't care. But I'm not coming sit in a doctor's office for an hour because of whatever reason. I said, so you determine how you're going to do it. You're making the schedule and let's go. So when they give me my appointment, if I go to my appointment and I'm sitting there for 45 minutes, an hour, and I'm either supposed to be the first appointment or whatever, and they tell me the doctor, oh, he's running late or whatever. Okay, goodbye. You call me when the doctor's ready. I'm not sitting around waiting for him. And I'm literally offended that there's people who think their time is more important than anybody else's.
I get you. So, but like, so what's going to happen? Is this, are you getting moved? When
she
did you
goes,
find out?
Oh, then she tried to give the move. And this is where I just hung up the phone. She says, well, I'll try to move 4 people around to squeeze you in. I'm like,
definitely want to be squeezed in with the surgery.
I said, hold on, no. I didn't make the appointment.
Yeah, they did.
They call you and put you on the schedule. So you telling me this does what to me? Nothing. You did this. Not me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, make it work. Goodbye. Sir, I'm trying to help you out. No, you're not. You're not trying to help me out because you're not being accountable. You made the schedule. So instead of trying to do 27 surgeries, you probably should have been more careful when you made the appointment.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we got the appointment and everybody's accommodated me and changed their schedule and worked their schedule around so that somebody could take Rebecca to school, my wife could take me to the doctor. So all these things could happen, and you call 2 days before and say, nah, we got to move it to October. Not even the following week.
No, down the line.
Right.
And how can you trust them at this point?
And I think what pissed me off the most is that he probably has 4, 5, 6 surgeries on that day.
Mm-hmm.
Why was I the person?
I don't know.
That's what pissed me off. Because you looked at that list of surgeries and you determined who you could bump and who you couldn't. And I asked, why was I the person? What on that list of people, of surgeries, that you went to and said, I was the guy?
So did you get an answer?
No. I'll call you back tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe they're saving babies.
I bet you that they are going to just give it to you. They'll probably go with somebody who isn't.
How you going to save a baby? You're a damn hand specialist.
I'm sure it's got to be like day one of med school.
Oh, great.
Guy needs to pass
his test.
If he's
in day one of med school, we got problems because he was old.
Hmm.
Never too late
but
to chase your dreams.
I just hate that we don't care. We look at everything through our eyes, right? We don't understand the inconvenience it is. They don't understand or don't care the inconvenience of making that appointment, which they made, and then canceling it or trying to cancel it 2 days before. Like it's no damn big deal.
I think you're probably right. I think probably what happened is they tried to squeeze somebody else in and take your spot. That's probably what happened. Did you find out like what time you were supposed to go at that time, or interesting?
Nothing. I'm telling you, and I'm getting even mad because I'm like, the stones on these people. Because guess what? You cancel a surgery that close to surgery. How you think that's going to go with the hospital?
I don't know. Right. Never had surgery. I know that my dentist appointment got really mad because I skipped my dentist appointment. They're like, we're going to skip the appointment. I'm like, dude, you guys make these things like you bully me into making my appointment 6 months in advance. I think my teeth are fine. Mr. Tobin, where are you?
This guy's a ball.
Samesies, though. Like, if they cancel my appointment, then, it's not a thing. You just got to eat it. Oh, now right. So you don't like exactly. The table. You don't like the tables turned, do you, doc?
Exactly. Is it? But here's the thing. Is it my fault you overbooked? Because I didn't go to them and say, I need this surgery done on the 25th. I did not. They said, wait for a call. The scheduler will call you and give you a date. And so they called me 2-3 weeks ago, made the appointment. Okay, here's what you need to do. Here's the things you got to do or whatever. And then 2 days before, like at some point, do you even feel bad? Like, oh my goodness. I don't know if we can call this guy 2 days before the surgery and try to do this, right? Don't even feel bad about that. So all hell's going to break loose here in about, I say, a few hours.
All right.
Because I'm having surgery tomorrow.
What if you don't?
Then all hell gonna break loose.
India Ross is right.
I'm telling
man.
You, there's not a bunch of things that I get annoyed and aggravated, but there's not a lot of things that piss me off more than this.
This
here is just like, yeah, you don't make an appointment and you don't call me and make an appointment and then have me have to have everybody around me make adjustments to accommodate me. And then you call 2 days before. And not say, hey, we're going to move it a day or two, right? But 2 weeks? So you ain't even having no, like, oh, let's just move him down the line. Because that meant that, here's what that means, that the people next week are too important to bump them.
Or he's out
you
of town.
You just bump me. No. Absolutely not.
Well, you don't know. I mean, you don't know the schedule.
I don't care.
Well, you don't know, though. Like, you're saying, you're assuming that it's they can't bump you, but maybe he's not available to do surgery next week.
Not my problem.
And you wouldn't care.
I didn't make the appointment.
And in all honesty, though, like, you wouldn't care. Even if they asked to bump in a week, you'd still be just as mad.
Right.
So what is it? I mean, damage because is done at that
before,
point.
Before this has started, if they would have told me my surgery was on October 5th, I would have been fine with that.
No, I know. It's messing with your schedule. I get it. Of course, I get it.
Okay, but once you put me on the schedule, no.
But, like, if he does say, listen, tough nuggets, October, are you going to go to a new hand doctor? Or are you just, you know?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I don't want this bum working on my hand if he can't keep his schedule.
Wow.
No, that's a big deal.
I don't understand.
That's a big deal. Like, you don't, like, come on. We ain't talking about a doctor's appointment and the doctor got sick and had to put. We're talking about you scheduling this stuff all well in advance. And if you are scheduled, why can't you cancel it well in advance? Nope. Mm-mm.
Hour 2 coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,